sometimes when you're invited to a birthday party, you have a hard time thinking of, okay, what do I bring? What do I bring? What do I bring? It's 99.7 EJX. Well, this mom in Australia is getting a lot of attention for what she's decided is an appropriate gift for a kid's birthday party.
I mean, a kid's birthday party is usually pretty easy. You normally just text the mom, hey, what are they into right now? What are some of the things that they like? And then they give you some ideas, and then you go buy a gift.
Sure. I mean, I feel like that's what...
At least a gift card.
That's what normal people would do. Not this mom.
I like to bring a bag of rags.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up, a bag of rags?
A bag of rags. Follow her on this 30-second explanation.
So, you know when you're at a kid's birthday party and everyone wants to help, but nobody knows how to help because they don't know where any of the cleaning stuff is. So, I bring my bag of rags. I bring cleaning rags to wipe up sticky messes. Mm. I like to bring dishwashing detergent because you can bet your boots that the parents may have run out of dishwashing liquid.
Yeah, you can bet your boots.
And the other thing I bring is a lot of tea towels. Nobody knows where to find the tea towels in somebody else's house. Does anyone else do like that?
Yeah, so
no, nobody does like the crikey. What is happening? Listen, how does she think that that is going to be something exciting for the kid to open? I mean, I'm sure the parents of the party might think that's nice. Maybe that's a little parent of the party gift. You wrap that up and give that to the mom. But we can't get that to the kid. That's what she gives the kid?
Yeah, so that's what she brings to a kid's birthday party.
There is
one comment I see that says, hey, this is so thoughtful, and as a mom, I would appreciate this so much.
So thoughtful, but my kid is probably going to have a reaction opening it if you, you know, open the presents at the party.
Listen, she doesn't even wrap it. It's just
she
in like, no, it's like in one of those reusable shopping bags.
Okay, are we misinterpreting this? Like, is her child, because obviously it's a child's birthday party, so she must have a child that's getting invited.
Mm-hmm.
Does the child bring a wrapped gift that's like some sort of toy for the friend, and this is just what mom brings along? Is that the part we're missing?
Maybe we are missing that. I don't know. It doesn't say, but the comments absolutely erupted. It was just like...
But understandably.
Listen.
If that's the gift from the kid to the kid. Yes.
Yeah, Nikki, no, you can bring something to help the parents, but it's a kid's party, meaning
yes.
The day celebration is about the kid. How sad for the kid?
1,000%, yes.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So maybe she needs to clarify.
Please stay away from my kids or my parties.
Yes. Maybe she needs to clarify that a little bit. Like, that's what I bring for the mom. But yes, my kid brings a wrapped gift for the birthday.
Now, she says that this is what she brings to, she says this is, here's my favorite present to bring to a kid's birthday party.
My favorite present, but it's not a present. You didn't wrap it.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Except for the kid.
I mean, the way she describes it, it sounds like that is what they're bringing.
I'm choosing to believe she's smarter than that. I'm choosing to believe she understands the assignment of your child being invited to a birthday party. Everybody understands that, right? Everyone gets,
okay,
you bring a present for the birthday child.
Depending on how old the kid is. Like, I don't know that, but how old the birthday party is. The kid's going to be unwrapping all sorts of presents and probably isn't going to understand or know that there wasn't a, quote, present from this kid. So they're just going to unwrap presents, and then maybe this mom is going to slip and go, here you go, here's some stuff to clean up with.
And then how embarrassing for her child. Like, you know, as watching the birthday kid unwrap all the presents and being excited about each of them. And then, oh, that's from Johnny. Oh, thanks, Johnny. I love this so much. And then her kid sitting over there, nothing.
Listen, as a kid of a dentist and being the house that everyone in my school knew was giving out toothbrushes for Halloween.
Yeah.
Those, you know, walking to school the day after Halloween can be something. We're like,
Ben's house only gives away toothbrushes.
No, we're not gonna trick or treat at Ben's house.
No, Ben's house sucks because it's just toothbrushes.
Not getting the Snickers there. Definitely yeah. Not full size.
Right, right. I'm getting toothpaste and toothbrushes because his dad's dentist. Yeah. So, anyways,
all right, I'm choosing to think this mom is smart enough to know her kid.
Well, she's got quite a following on TikTok, so it sounds like that she tosses some crazy stuff on there, and she and her...
I'll have to do a deep dive for more further investigation, but I have to think that she's not completely so off target on this one, that she doesn't understand for a child's birthday party. You bring the kid a gift that's appropriate for the kid, and oh yeah, by the way, I also bring this for the mom, because I think more people are on board with that. But if people are thinking that's legit your only gift you bring to a kid's birthday party, you're cray cray.
We'll post it at Ben and Kelly Show on X if you want to see it, at Ben and Kelly Show, like I said.